This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Taliban insurgents carried out a suicide bombing and other attacks against government security installations in Afghanistan, killing up to 20 people and injuring dozens more. Afghan officials said a suicide bomber rammed his explosives-laden mini truck into an army commando unit in the northern Balkh province early Tuesday morning. The blast, they said, killed at least 3 people and injured more than 40 others. Separately, authorities in Shahrak district in central Ghor province told VOA that Taliban rebels stormed a police outpost in a pre-dawn attack that killed 8 security personnel and injured 6 others. The Taliban took responsibility Sunday for detonating an improvised explosive device at the entrance of a district police headquarters in central eastern Ghazni province before a group of insurgents stormed the building. Afghan officials confirmed the killing of at least 3 security personnel. The insurgents claimed the bomb and gun raid left 28 government forces dead. The deadly violence coincides with delays in the opening of U.S.-backed peace talks between Afghan rivals. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump delivers the keynote address Tuesday from the White House Rose Garden as Republicans hold the second night of their national nominating convention. Other prominent speakers are expected to include Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and 2 of President Donald Trump's children, Eric Trump and Tiffany Trump. The convention began Monday night with President Trump taking center stage and immediately signaling that defending his handling of the coronavirus pandemic and the ensuing economic crisis is paramount in winning a second term. You can find more on U.S. politics, the presidential race, and all other news that we cover at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, this is VOA News. The president of the U.N. Security Council said Tuesday there is no consensus for restoring international sanctions on Iran in the 15-member council and that he would take no further action on a U.S. demand to reimpose those sanctions. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo requested the restoration of sanctions last week. World record sprinter and 8-time Olympic gold medalist Usain Bolt is self-quarantining at home in Jamaica. He tested positive for COVID-19 following a party to celebrate his 34th birthday that was attended by several sports stars. Jamaica's health ministry confirmed late on Monday that Bolt had tested positive. Earlier, he had posted a video on social media saying he was waiting for test results. Bolt took the test Saturday after his party. He said he did not have any symptoms of the coronavirus, but urged anyone who came in contact with him to quarantine just to be safe. Bolt is part of the uptick in infections in Jamaica that officials blame on the reopening of international borders, as well as recent celebrations marking Independence Day and Emancipation Day in that country. Jamaica has confirmed more than 1,600 infections and at least 16 deaths. The father of Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot Sunday by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. Blake's father told the Chicago Sun-Times newspaper Tuesday his son has, in his words, 8 holes in his body from his confrontation with police. He said doctors don't know if the paralysis will be permanent. The shooting was captured on cell phone video and led to 2 nights of unrest in the southeastern Wisconsin city located between Milwaukee and Chicago. Police used tear gas Monday to subdue protesters as they marched in front of City Hall. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers called the National Guard Monday to help keep the peace. The protesters, led by Black Lives Matter activists, plan to march again on Tuesday. The Russian government has dismissed accusations it was involved in an alleged attack on opposition leader Alexei Navalny after German doctors said tests showed he was poisoned. Navalny is in a coma in a Berlin hospital. He became sick on Thursday while on a flight to Moscow from Siberia. He was transferred last Saturday to Berlin for treatment. Allies of Navalny contend that the Kremlin is responsible for his illness. Some are calling for an investigation into whether President Vladimir Putin was involved. And Belarusian authorities have jailed several opposition activists as part of a mounting pressure campaign against protesters against President Alexander Lukashenko, who recently won a 6th term in office in the August 9th presidential election. His critics say that election was rigged. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.